Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Got first world problems coming up in 40 minutes, Kid Nation. If you want to get in on that, if you're on Twitter or on Facebook or Instagram, hashtag first world problems is how we find you. Or you could text the show. Our phone number stays the same when you text, which is 800-543-3548. Sorry, Big Al.
It's all right.
And we will get into Big Al's Bumble group date from last night.
Now.
How did that go? A very last minute group date was planned out yesterday during the show.
That would be a red flag for me if I showed up on a date that I thought would be one-on-one with a guy and it was a group date.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That is a huge red flag. Hopefully, Al didn't find any red flag last night. We will find out shortly.
We will see.
But Jenna has been definitely finding some red flags out there in the dating world.
How about pink shower gloves?
Pink shower gloves.
First of all, what are shower gloves? Only ever seen at my wax place that they give you to use for exfoliating.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So when the guy has those, I'm kind of like, all right, I'm going to let this slide. No, shouldn't have let it slide. That's a problem.
What if they were another color?
Would it be fine?
If he had a masculine exfoliating towel that was black, fine. I guess.
Pink bothered you.
The pink gloves. I've only ever seen those gloves at the wax place.
Yeah. I've got a black one. So they are available.
I got the socks for my feet that you could put the lotion in just to soften those bad boys up.
Those are different.
That I wear from time to time.
Yeah. Are they pink?
No. They're black. They're cool.
Keep it real.
Keep
it real.
Yeah. Don't want you to go black, you never go back, Al.
What if the guy bends over to pick something up and he's got on a thong?
No. That's weird.
But thongs are really in right now.
Weird. No, that's weird.
Okay.
I mean, look, that's just a personal preference thing. That's not as severe of a red flag as some personality stuff can be.
If you see that stuff right off the bat, it can be that ruins it for you. But if you're in the relationship for a while and
it's
suddenly
different.
You find out something, that's when you have to say, okay, I can accept it. It's like right off the bat stuff that will send you
I've
running the other way.
I'm trying to be open-minded because, my girlfriends are like, it's fine he has a straightener. It is fine, Jenna. Just be open to it. And it's not that the straightener was the end of it.
It was
that
pink.
Everything else. that you're straightening your hair before we're...
Yeah.
It's not like we're going out to
a
club. We were going to work out. That was weird.
That's weird.
So I'm trying to be open because I know my girlfriends want me to be. But then I matched with someone. You want me to tell this?
Yeah. This is the
this
root
is
of the
more
bit.
This is more just something that turned me off. And JC disagrees with me, I think.
I disagreed.
Okay.
Let me hear.
I found a guy on Bumble really cute. He looks like Southern California guy. Cool. Athletic. I actually thought I'm going to swipe right. And so since I have to talk first, which I kind of hate, I thought I said something kind of funny because in his bio he said, I'm obviously here because Farmers Only didn't work for me.
That's a good line.
I thought that was cute. Yeah. So to him, when we matched, I wrote, how was Farmers Only? And he wrote this.
Uh-huh.
It's a horse of a different color. Horse emoji. You most definitely have to try it. Cow emoji. You goat me? Goat emoji.
I'm out.
I'm out.
Emoji and puns. I'm out.
I had this conversation with a guy that only spoke in emojis. And I'm like, that is so juvenile.
Yeah.
And girly.
Was he not continuing the joke a little bit? Like he's
trying
to have
much.
Fun?
That's too much.
Too many make puns.
One
triple puns with emojis.
One emoji max.
Uh-huh.
One emoji max, especially on first communication. What
out.
Max? Max.
Oh, man. So that was a red flag. You didn't want to continue communication. You cut it off right there.
I did not respond to that, and that was a month ago.
Man.
Yeah. Done.
Yeah.
But
you know what? Some girls might find that
some
cute.
Would be.
I don't like the over emoji use. Al, you've even stood by that. And it's more the puns for me. My personal preference, the over punning is.
If you want to get to Jenna, and I've seen her when she's talking to guys, she likes the dry, sarcastic humor. That's when I see you smiling and laughing and engaging the most.
Quick wit when we can have a good exchange back and forth. That's just me, though. I'm not hating on the guy.
That guy,
not for me.
That guy was trying too hard. It's clear to me.
With easy humor,
he's
and I don't
trying
like that. Yeah.
To, yeah. Let me show her how witty and punny and emojiny.
JC was message him back. I'm like, no.
Here's my thing for when Jenna finds a guy. I always look at it like, Are he and I going to be best friends?
Well, so you need to hook up. I mean, not hook up, but, you know, you need to have a relationship with the dude so y'all can hang out and
for
go watch
sure.
the game.
That's why JC likes when I match with soccer players.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that's a red flag.
That's you help me out there.
It's Jenna potentially getting a boyfriend / husband and me potentially getting a best friend.
Yeah.
This is the way I'm looking at these things. Double dates, sleepovers, so much fun.
All right.
Sleepovers?
Yeah.
With me and my future husband?
No, just me and homeboy. Like, we're like the best friends. Like, we play video games and stuff. Yeah.
Crash on my couch,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, come on, man. We're taking your red flags at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Lynn, what's your red flag?
Hey, guys. Hey. My red flag is if they ask for a pic in the first couple of sentences, that's a huge turnoff.
Yeah.
If they ask for a pic.
A picture.
Another pic.
Hey, can you send me another picture of you right
you know
now?
Because you know where it's going to go.
Yeah. You've had the guys do that too, Jenna, and you're like, these guys are gross.
Yeah. So I have a stock nude man photo that I send, and then I don't talk to him again.
But don't you think that's a lot is because a man's afraid of being burned? Like, I'm not
catfished.
Talking to a real person. I'm talking to a robot or somebody.
No, I think they want you to send a sexy picture. Yeah.
They do.
That's their way of, like, trying to inch their way to nudes.
Well, guys are visual.
Really fast,
guys are visual.
Yeah, but slow your roll slightly.
Slow your roll, people.
Right, Lynn. And it's like,
Thank you, Lynn.
Saw all your photos.
Yeah. That's
that
me.
You put in your bio.
I'll send you sexy pictures when we're dating.
Yeah,
five
I never
in.
Got
How about that?
That. In all of my online dating, I never got that.
This one's great because it had to do with Jenna, what she was mentioning before we went to break last break. Jenna, biggest pet peeve is when a guy calls me honey, baby, sweetie. We haven't even had one conversation yet. I'm your nothing yet. I'm Carol. So we're in a relationship and then we have pet names.
I'm your nothing yet. I'm Carol.
Carol, you're so on point right there.
Yeah, pet names are cool. But yeah exactly. It's when they're like, oh, sweetie, honey. I'm like, I don't even really know your name yet.
This is a great one here from Jasmine. Jasmine says,
I love that. I'm your nothing yet.
I'm your Carol. I'm Carol.
That's my new favorite thing.
I love it.
Yeah, you get an A+ for that one, Carol. Jasmine wrote us and said, if all of his pictures have alcohol in them or he's at the club, out.
Yeah.
And that's a huge red flag.
Yeah,
that means you got a party animal that'll play boy.
All the time.
He's out there hitting on girls.
I'm in a bar all the time, and I try. I'm not always successful, but I try to have my drink behind the person when I'm taking a picture with them, just so that every picture of me is not with my Tito's in my hand. Even though, if you can't see my hand, it's probably in there.
Yeah, if Al's hand's missing, it's because there's a drink in
there's
it.
There's a drink in it.
He's hiding it. Hey, Rhonda.
Hello.
So you have a red flag you found on Plenty of Fish, huh?
I do. We call it here Plenty of Freaks.
Plenty of Freaks.
Plenty of Freaks.
Still feel
Go ahead.
Yeah. All
right. Well, first off, it's like their third text message. They say, I wish I was with you right now.
That's sweet, though, isn't it?
Third text message.
Yeah, but how you don't even know me.
Yeah.
Like, you can message back and forth on the app. And after, how's your day? I wish I was with you.
Man, he's looking for a hookup.
Yeah. Isn't that what sucks,
too?
Exactly.
For a hookup.
We want
or
that
if
out
they
of...
have a picture of their junk on there.
Yeah, no. You swipe left on that.
Plenty of fish.
Plenty of freaks.
Plenty
of freaks, man.
It's true. Why is it guys are either in love immediately or they can never say something like that? I wish I was with you right now.
We're all,
where's that in between?
We're all in or all out. We're not in between on that. Do you have any other red flags, Jenna, that portray to you that if a guy does this, you're definitely out?
I have tons. I had a guy on a first date ask me, we got into a religious conversation, and he asked me why I didn't go to church all the time. And I was like, well, we can talk about how we would raise our children. It was just really soon. And he goes, well, I don't go to church either, but it bothers me that you don't. Are you kidding me?
That's funny.
Okay, done. Bye.
But honestly, I see so many much of that in real church life where, like, the man says the church stuff is the woman's work.
Oh, yeah.
So the man, that is true.
Go to any church.
It's all women bringing the kids, the man will stay home. And that's ingrained in some people.
It's very common. Mm-hmm. It's very common.
This is a good red flag here. If you, when you finally meet the parents, or you hear them talking on the phone with their parents.
Yeah.
If a man treats his mama badly, get out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He will treat you worse.
And the wait staff. That's like a big thing with me.
Totally. The tipping.
If they're rude, they don't tip well.
Yeah.
They're very dismissive. That's just bad.
How a man acts when he's in a power position, and you are in a power position when you're at a restaurant or you have a service person helping you out. The way they act when they're in a power position is the way they will treat you eventually.
Yeah.
It's a big red flag.
I hate when money comes up on a first meeting, date, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, that shouldn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, I sure need money to pay my, whatever it is.
You know, sometimes people get nervous, and I think they talk too much about themselves.
Yeah,
and I try and give people the benefit of the doubt, but I agree with you. Or if they talk about their ex. I mean, I went on a first date, and the guy 3 different times brought up his ex-girlfriend right then and there.
Yeah.
I know that he's not ready.
That was me after my divorce.
You would do that a lot.
You don't mean to do it, but you sit there and you vomit.
Yeah,
you verbally, emotionally vomit on this new person because that is right. You're not ready.
Yeah.
And I went, but you have to have those dates because you got to get that out of your system. Yeah.
They doesn't make them a bad person. They're just definitely
not ready.
They're not ready for you at that particular moment.
Should guys have like 5 topics just.
Yeah.
That they know that they're going to talk about when they're getting ready to go on a date.
Because you'll get nervous. You need those things that you can have go-tos.
You know, family, siblings, you know, mom and dad, whatever. I don't know. Maybe we should have 5 go-to things.
Yeah, prep for your date.
Yeah.
Prepare. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, guys. Hey.
So what did your date buy on the second date?
Okay, so this was, like, super, super weird. He came to pick me up for the second date. And when he showed up, he had, like, a fingernail kit. And he was like, hold on, I need to clean my nails really quick. And he, like, started clipping his nails and, like, cleaning them and all this stuff. And I'm just sitting there like, this is the weirdest thing I have ever experienced. I'm like, I'm not doing this ever again.
Yeah.
Giving himself a manicure?
Do that before your date, dude.
That is weird.
I know. And then he went, like, washed his hands, and he was like, okay, I'm ready. And I'm like, okay, no.
Did you go out with him?
I mean, we went out to dinner, but then after that, I was like, this is it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
At least he didn't do it at the dinner table.
But was the rest of the night normal?
I mean, he was a nice guy, but that just threw it off.
Yeah. I get it.
Once you get one of those things in your head, you can't even think about anything.
Done.
Yeah, but if the rest of the night's normal, maybe his thing is just his fingernails. You know, if a little later in the relationship, you'd be like, that's just his thing.
It would just bug you. It's like Al when he broke up with that really cute girl because she didn't know how to say text in plural
text,
form.
T-E-X-T-S.
Text.
And she would say Texas. He just sent me 4 Texas.
No, that's a weird thing,
Texas
though,
is
Al.
A state.
That's more on you.
But that word doesn't come up that often.
That bothered me.
It was coming up. Yeah. It was coming up all the time with Al.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a bunch of Texas that I got to read.
Hone in on it.
I had a great dinner with a guy one night, and then at the end of dinner, he stole the hot sauce off the table. And I was like, why? Why? That ruined it for me. That's it. Why are you stealing a condiment like it's funny? Why are you stealing a bottle of hot sauce?
Because he's edgy, Jenna. Yeah.
That's not edgy.
Showing you he's a little
that
bad boy
weird.
Streak.
He's a bad he's boy.
Right.
No.
Bad boy for life. What's up, Pam?
Hi. I have one that I mean, Jenna might can relate to. It's called cut and paste.
What's that red flag, girl? Okay.
What is it?
You know, it's where, you know, the guy, you know, sends you like an email or a message or something on, you know, on the dating website. It's like he's cut it from a phrase or something. Talk about how, you know, don't you like it when we've done this? And you're like, we've never met, you know.
What do you mean?
You know, the cut and paste guy, you know. How you can go on the internet and you can, you know, get all these phrases.
Oh, he's the guy that plagiarizes things from the internet then tries to pass it off as himself.
You know, I call him a cut and paste.
Yeah. Girls, that's a great tip, Pam. If a guy sends you something, you think, oh, this is out of character
so
for this guy.
It's so romantic. Where'd this come from?
Just take that mouse and drag it on that and click copy and paste on a search bar and see if he came up with it.
It's a song.
Yeah.
Aww, but you know what? Sometimes a guy, he's trying so hard that he plagiarizes a little. I mean, come on.
And then it's okay sometimes.
I've done it.
We've all done it.
I've done it. I've done it with an old Commodore song. I know it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain.
But we usually give credit to the poem.
No, you don't.
Found a poem that fits you, baby. Here you go. Boom.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah, all day long. That's what I do. Found a poem. Oh, man. Been searching for the right words to say.
Like I said, a lot of the stuff is stuff you would overlook down the road. It's just on the first date. You'd be like, no.
Yep, yep.
We're taking your calls here on what red flags get you to just stop talking to a dude or a girl. Bree, what was your red flag?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I've had many red flags.
Yeah.
I've been on practically every dating site there is. But the biggest one that stood out to me was whenever a guy sent me a picture of his willy and was like, hey, it's extra small. Can you share this with your friend?
It's extra small what?
Extra small, like the Google small, like abnormal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's not a big red flag. That's a very little red flag. That's what that is. Yeah, that's... I don't understand guys that send their junk.
Oh, no.
Just put that in the junk folder. Thank you, Bree.
I had a first date with this girl. We're sitting in a restaurant at the bar, and she started and ended every sentence with the word seriously.
Oh, seriously?
Seriously. When are we... Let's go to a movie. Seriously.
Crutch words. We all have crutch words.
Once it gets in your head, though, you can't. That's red flag.
Anything
else. The last guy I went out with said, we were sitting there talking, he goes, hold on, I gotta go poop.
Oh.
Who says that?
Who says that? And you know how I feel about that kind of conversation.
Jenna
anyway.
Loves poop talk.
No, I don't. I just, I don't need to hear that. Just say I'm going to the bathroom. Right. I'll get the gist. Like, hold on, I gotta go.
It takes more than 30 seconds.
Why do you have to announce it? We haven't even been intimate. Why are you announcing that to me?
What if he said it like, hey, Jenna, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll be back in roughly 30 to 45 minutes. Is that better?
Yeah, way better.
Way better? Okay. There
hey,
you go.
Hey, did you bring any toilet paper with you? How about some Febreze?
Hey, do you mind leaving this restaurant for a minute?
Yeah.
It's going to get really bad.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got your first world problems here coming up in 20 minutes, Kid Nation. Still got some red flags coming in, including one that said, I should have listened to my mom. If he has all his life savings underneath his bed in a box, it's a red flag.
He doesn't trust the bank.
Yeah, and then the police break in and arrest him. So,
that's a big
so it didn't work out so well for her. But Big Al Mac,
yeah,
back on the dating scene. Yes, if you missed it a few weeks ago when we were on our family vacation, Big Al Mac and Dr. X girlfriend, they decided to part ways, mutually agreeing that the distance was just too much to bear, and that they needed to focus on themselves. And hopefully, maybe you never know what happens down the line, but for now, they decided to part ways. Right, Al?
Yep, that's it.
So Big Al is.
That's it.
Big Al Mac is now dipping his pinky toe in the dating world.
Your pinky toe.
Via Tumble. No, not Tumble. What's it called?
Bumble?
Tinder and Bumble. Bumble.
Bumble. Yeah,
Jenna. Tumble.
Tumble would be a good mixture between Tinder and Bumble, wouldn't it?
I like it.
Tumble.
I tumble.
When you're trying to tumble in love. But Big Al Mac, we found you a group of girls.
Yeah, Jenna and our producer,
White Cheddar,
have opened me up a...
First of all, Cheddar has done a way better job than me.
Yeah, Cheddar's on fire.
A Bumble account.
Swiping machine, yeah. So, I made your Bumble profile, and then I was trying to be selective with girls that I think that you would actually be attracted to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And Cheddar's more along the lines of, if you're a woman, you're
swipe
in.
Swipe right on it, everything.
Yeah,
I don't know.
See what sticks.
If you're a woman, you're in.
Yeah, he's a swiping maniac.
Okay.
So we invited four... to go to your bar last night.
Okay.
That's where I had left it. Like, I sent out the message, hey, I'm having, you know, an event at my bar tonight. Why don't you come by? I'll get you a drink.
Yeah.
So that's what I said for Al.
These girls did not know that it was going to be a group date, right?
No,
oh, okay.
I didn't say that. I didn't. I was just hoping one would show up.
That was, right. that was the thing. Either, at best, all four would show up, and then, hey, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. Or, worst case scenario, one would show up, and... I mean, at least one would show up. I guess I should.
Well, that's
like
probably
that.
The best, because then you have to. You only have one girl you have to pay attention to, right?
But I guess there was one other worst case scenario.
Oh, really? So there's four women who are completely single that have been interacting with Big Al Mac on Bumble have been asked to show up to his event date.
One was. If I'm not mistaken, 1.2 miles away.
Okay.
So very geographically desirable.
All right.
None showed up.
You got quadruple stood up?
This is why dating apps suck.
Hold
they
on.
Just set you up for disappointment.
They don't want to, you know what? These girls don't want to be made fools of. That's what it is.
So I'm seeing some messages, Al, from the girls I invited now.
Yeah.
Because you know, this is on his phone, so I didn't get to see this throughout
they
the
wrote?
Day. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
One did.
We got to understand, this is how you got to come see Alan's environment. This is how it
one
works.
Wrote, I would love that, but I've got to rest up tonight and get ready for Lionel Richie on Thursday.
Yeah, okay, so she's got a concert.
One
going
wrote.
What's going on with Lionel Richie?
She's like Sunday morning.
Not on my bucket list, but thanks. So she rejected before the evening
dang.
Started.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And then one wrote back. But I guess didn't show up.
Yeah, didn't show up.
And another one said, I do live near there. Perhaps that could work. And then I guess didn't show up.
Right. So that was
man.
It. 0 for 4.
What was the plan going to be? Were you going to bounce around that settlement tables, or were you going to be completely open and wide open?
Didn't matter. Didn't show up.
You didn't have a plan for it.
There was no plan
now,
for
it. Now, our producer, White Cheddar, actually went to Al's Bar to record these potential dates.
And it's far for White Cheddar because he's a fellow suburban.
Yeah, he's way north.
It's been a couple hours there.
You had to get a flight, right?
Yeah.
Came down to the city.
Yeah, buddy. One of the funny things, though, Al kept walking around because he doesn't really know anything about the girls that are showing up.
Right.
So he doesn't know what they look like or anything.
Yeah.
So any woman there potentially could be a date.
Correct. So he keeps walking by going, hey, is that her? No, but you can talk to her.
Yeah. If there's girls there, you're in the mindset.
Yeah, well, I was just asking.
And of course, Al's dog's there, Curtis.
Yeah.
A girl comes over. She's petting on Curtis.
Perfect.
Yes. And Al walks up and she says, "What's his name?" Yeah. His name or my name, baby?
No,
that's what he does.
His name or my name, baby.
And she says his.
Yeah.
The
look
dog.
At Al, when you really take Curtis. A step back, Al has a bar so he can give you free drinks. He has this dog that he always brings with him. He's trying all of the stops.
And everybody says
he's pulling everything out.
He's a chick magnet. It's not working.
Really?
Well, I mean, he attracts girls, yes.
Yeah.
For him.
Maybe
but not
you're
for you.
Not closing.
He doesn't share.
I think you're attracting chicks with the bar, the drinks, the dog.
Yeah.
What happened to your
celebrity status?
Your pickup lines. What happened to your great pickup lines you used to have?
I don't know. See, it's been so long, dog. It's been so long. Been out of the game for years. 5 years.
Sad I know.
Al was butthurt last night, too, when no one showed
up. Was he really butthurt?
Well, finally, about 9 o'clock, I'm like...
Yeah, he's got to get
home. I guess I'll go home.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, stay.
Of course it's upsetting because it's so frustrating when you get on these dating apps and you're like, I don't even really want to be doing this. And then you get rejected.
Well, that was him at the beginning.
That's
he's like,
so
man,
annoying.
I hope nobody shows up. I hope none of them show up.
That's
how you got to play it.
3 hours later.
Play it like that.
Defensive.
Man, I can't believe no one showed up. That's really bothering me. No one showed up.
Has made some matches for you. There's a lot going on in here, but since girls have to make the first move, one girl just wrote, 5 years ago, you bought me a tequila shot at your bar.
Hey now.
Same game.
All right, same game. Come on back.
Hey, that's how you got your girlfriend.
That's exactly how
Do I say times have not changed?
Times haven't changed.
Yeah, come on down.
It's Tequila Thursday. Yeah, so, you know, it's all right. It's all right.
Do you think that maybe the little person wrestling match that was going on at the same time probably steered them away?
That's uncomfortable. It's really uncomfortable. That was my first time seeing that. That was weird.
Yeah. Okay, Big Al says it was packed. Was it packed, White Cheddar?
No.
That was packed for a Wednesday. Okay.
You know, on those chairs with the reserve signs on them doesn't. Yeah. It was a sellout then, maybe, but no one came.
A sellout.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, it was packed for a win.
Do you make your money back when
relatively.
You have this midget wrestling?
Yeah.
Well, we had to block part of the bar off because it's still leaking and it was raining.
No.
Oh, God.
Are you serious?
Really?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, they had to bring buckets out.
Yes. Oh, we had a serious leak. Like, why
don't you change your bar's name to the White House?
Yeah. I mean, like, I put it on my Facebook like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I mean, it was pouring in rain. So I've been trying to fix it. It starts raining last night. Water comes in. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm so frustrated. Anyway, that's a whole.
Also, got a couple messages saying your dog wouldn't stop barking.
Oh God, he was on a tear last night. I don't know.
And then you left him in the car?
I put him in the car for a minute.
For a minute?
he's on punishment.
I'm telling you, it was a show.
It was
a show.
Oh,
he wouldn't
my
stop.
Gosh.
I'm like, Curtis, I'm going to put you
nightmare.
In the car.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you in the car.
That's his timeout?
Yeah.
With the window open, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
All
of course.
Right.
Nightmare.
4 were summoned.
So
0 showed up.
So I know, you know.
I'm going to add to his bio. I got a leak.
Ha ha ha!
I got a leak. Al, I know your password now. I mean, this is how much I've had your phone. This is sad.
Hold on. This is what it sounds like when you go to Al's bar.
Yeah.
That's not a white noise machine.
I love
that's
the rain machine. I love that. Oh.
And a dog.
Yeah.
What is this audio from Al's bar? Oh, my God.
That was a date last night. Rain and dog.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that sounds good. That's a first world problem right there for you, Big Al, man.
Curtis.
Oh, Curtis.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I'm going to just give up on this whole thing.
Maybe the next time it'll be better.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah. What's the next big event coming up?
I'm with you, Al. This is what I do. I delete it. You don't check it.
Conor McGregor fight.
You have that? Maybe that'd be a great date.
Yeah, McGregor. Yeah.
You're going to get hot chicks there for that.
It's fight night, man. We're going to have a Vegas night, so.
All right, well, let's launch into it. Let's do first world problems. We're opening up the phone lines for you to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK.
Can I have the first one? Go ahead.
Yeah, I do. I can't even get Al a date.
Yeah.
He's a regional radio celebrity.
Wow.
This is bad. Things are bad.
Yeah. Hashtag first world problems. Jen over there, the matchmaker, could not make it happen right now.
From the text, can we talk about how awesome White Cheddar's Big Al Mac voice is? Oh, hey now.
Yeah.
Hey now.
That Big Al Mac would definitely have the girl show up.
Right?
For sure.
Right? He does it better than I do.
All right, we'll take your first world problems. These are the problems you're having. You want to get them off your chest. They're not that big of a deal, but to you they are. We'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I got a first world problem.
Hey, Kid Nation.
Hey.
We want you to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us about your hashtag, first world problems. The problems that you've been dealing with, that you feel awful complaining about them. So you don't do it. That's why we let you get it off your chest here on the show during this segment. Big Al Max, we're trying to find the ladies and getting them to show up. They didn't show up to his date yesterday, unfortunately.
No, that's all right.
That got White Cheddar to come in here because he was covering the date. And a lot of texts about the White Cheddar, including this one right here.
Hello, White Cheddar.
Is White Cheddar married? Mm-hmm. If so, hashtag first world problems.
Right?
Just renewed the wedding vows in Hawaii.
Yeah. Yep,
10 years strong.
And his wife's awesome.
His wife is awesome. She was here the other day. What was it yesterday?
She was at the bar last night, too.
Oh, she was? She came with him.
Oh, what?
We get a little extra dose of white cheddar right here.
Extra dose of cheddar.
Well, Al got me in a little bit of trouble last night.
He did.
How did I get you in trouble?
Well, you didn't get me in trouble necessarily. Uh-huh. You said to my wife, "You're looking good." Which you should have just stopped right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you lose some weight.
Yeah.
Because before, you didn't look good with Al. That is exactly what that implies.
You took my chances of getting lucky to zero last night.
No way.
Yeah, because now she's all self-conscious.
Yeah.
But if a girl does lose some weight, doesn't she want that acknowledged?
Just say you look great. And leave it at that. Don't
end
the reason.
In fact, if you're going to add anything to that, as always, is a good one to go with. Oh, Al.
My bad.
Maybe that's why the four-year-old didn't show up.
She does look great.
Yeah.
She does.
But she's... I've always thought Melissa looked great.
She does. That's the white cheddar.
I'm going to stay out of it.
White cheddar gets nothing but the best.
Al goes and it's like, no, I got a haircut, Al.
Yeah.
You know? No, I haven't lost anyway. I got a haircut.
Al. This guy. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
What's your first world problem?
Well, yesterday while sitting at work, me and my coworker were eating Swiss rolls, and she dropped one of the pieces of the outer chocolate down her shirt, and she was trying to get it, but she couldn't find it, and she's like, "Ashley, you have to help me get it," and I said, "Girl, that thing is gone."
Oh, no, you lost some chocolate to boobs.
To boobs. Yeah. Boobs are just too big.
Yeah, boobs just eat food.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. Hashtag huge boob problems.
Boobs eat food.
Boobs eat food.
Boobs eat too. That's what they do. Thank you for your call, Ashley. Speaking of boobs, we have one here from the text.
All right.
Because of my new boobs, you guys, guys keep paying for my dinners and my drinks. It's getting in the way of me being an independent woman who can buy her own food and drinks.
That's right.
Hashtag first world problems.
Boobs, my boobs are getting in the way of female empowerment.
Yeah, she's trying to empower herself, but these guys keep buying her stuff because they look so nice.
That is empowering. It's fine.
How dare they? Hi, Casey.
Hey, guys.
So what's going on with your first world problem?
Well, I got a new externship from school, and so I have to commute about 45 minutes, and so I was I was like, okay, I can do this. I'll just download a bunch of podcasts on my phone and listen to them through my radio in my car. Well, my auxiliary button stopped working, and now I have to use my headphones.
I've always wondered what's going on when people are on headphones in their car.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, that's me.
I do slight judging when I see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I could
like dead in your car. I thought it was illegal to drive with headphones.
Well, I guess if you're
I haven't talked to a police officer, but I thought that was illegal.
I don't think so. I think it's illegal to drive with blindfolds on. Yeah. But not right.
I don't know.
It's just a fashion crime.
Yeah.
Hey, Casey, which one of the Kid Nation podcasts is your favorite?
Well, I do have one with Matthew Hussey, but it's not Kid Nation. I know Kelly has one.
Oh, he's attached to us. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, Kelly does have a new one today with her husband.
A sandwich and some lovin'. Yeah. It usually comes out around 10 o'clock central.
So you check that out, Casey.
10 a.m.
Okay, will do.
Get that aux button cleared up.
I believe it's our 10th episode today. We're 10 strong.
Wow. Yes. You.
Yes.
Alan's now a seasoned vet in the podcast world is what
he is.
Is
he getting better? I mean, not that he was bad, but
he's getting more comfortable. Yeah. Yes, yeah. More comfortable. I mean.
From the text, Joni here. I want to go to Vegas with my girlfriend, so I started a GoFundMe, and after 2 weeks, I still have no donations. I'm probably going to have to pay for this myself. Hashtag first world problems. You and the other girl need to get together. She's getting everything paid for. Hey, Pedro.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Pedro's got a dude first world problem.
Oh, bring it on, Pedro.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, man, this is a total guy problem. So I've been restoring a 1967 Shelby Mustang.
Oh,
sweet.
Yeah, the whole fastback. It's kind of like the remake of the Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah.
But I was so set to take it out today. It was raining yesterday, and my wife was like, no, don't take it out. And I said, you know what? I just have to. I got to take it out. It's ready to go.
No.
So I get in the car this morning, and the battery's dead.
#FirstWorldProblem.
It's better than wrecking it. I thought that was the next thing.
That's why that was going, yeah.
Well, the first world problem was that I have to take out my 2016 GT Mustang to work today like a regular guy.
Nearly as cool as the throwback.
Are you driving next to a cruise ship right now?
I'm on the way to work right now. But yeah, man, you know, 2016 GT Mustang is just not as fun as a Shelby Mustang.
I know, man. Send us pictures of your 67.
I want to see
that bad boy right there, Pedro. Thanks, man. Have a wonderful day. I want to learn.
I would love an old car.
Yeah.
I don't want to restore it, though.
I
just want an old one that kind of works.
Pedro will do that for you. And then
one day.
Yeah. I'll just show up a couple times and twist a couple lug nuts. Hey, Carlos.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
So what's up with you, man?
Well, I'm going on vacation on Sunday to Cancun, and I've been planning for 6 months to get my summer bod.
Yeah.
And I only started my diet 2 weeks ago, so now I'm going with more of a dad bod.
Yeah.
Hashtag first world problem.
Yeah.
Struggle is real. Hey, the study did come out that the ladies do find the dad bod to be the sexiest bod out there.
I do.
It's less intimidating.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what you can do, Carlos? What my girlfriends and I do every time we get in our bathing suits, we give each other a pep talk and we just go, embrace your curves. Embrace your curves. So just look at yourself in the mirror. Embrace your curves.
Embrace your curves.
It might work for
embrace
you.
Embrace those bad boys, Carlos. Have fun on your vacation,
have
man.
Have fun, man.
Kelly, you probably have dealt with this.
What?
Jennifer, how you doing?
I'm great. How are y'all?
Doing awesome. What's your first world problem? I'm sure Kelly's experienced this in the past.
When I go to most stores, the doors open up.
Yeah, automatic.
But when I go to the Dollar Tree, I had to actually open my own door and stood there for a second.
Like the door is going to open, right?
Yeah. See what?
It's like the door is going to open, right? I'm just going to stand here too long.
You know what I find messed up about the dollars places?
What?
I went the other day. I went to a Dollar Tree that had a huge clearance sign. I needed to get a couple things.
Uh-huh.
Nothing is a dollar.
No.
Wow.
Why? And on clearance, nothing in there that I needed to get was a dollar.
Yeah, there's certain stores that have bent the rules on what they carry. But some of them are still genuinely a dollar. Yeah, but they have to save money, so they can't afford to put in those fancy automatic opening doors.
That's extra cost.
It is funny when you do stand there like an idiot for a minute and the door doesn't open.
your door's broken.
Hello?
Somebody come fix this real
automatic
quick.
Automatic door isn't opening. Yeah.
Thank you, Jennifer.
$4 store.
By the way, going back on the headphones.
Yes.
According to a member of Kid Nation, it's illegal to have headphones in both ears, but you can have it in one ear, possibly. I guess maybe if you're making a call.
I don't know. I just always, yeah.
I never knew.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. And I see it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I don't bother like rolling down the window. Like you're driving illegally. I'm not doing that.
You're not
going
to make a citizen's arrest or anything?
Okay,
I have turned into the guy that gives, you know, the no-no finger to every person that texts.
You give the no-no?
No-no-no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the middle finger, just the no-no-no.
The scolding.
Really?
I'm doing the scolding. Like,
who have you turned into? You just...
This morning, JC, can we revisit this? This
no.
morning, you
yeah.
said something about people thought you were someone's bellhop.
Yeah. They still
so
have bellhops?
You're like in a 1920s hotel right now.
All hotels have bellhops.
Yeah, but it's just funny to hear you say that.
And then it was something else. You corrected something and sounded like you were really old there for a second.
Oh, really?
He was upset about the girls hooking up with the rappers.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm maturing, finally.
That's right.
As he rides his skateboard.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Do I still like poo and fart jokes? Of course.
Oh.
And you do a tisk tisk. That's what that is.
No.
The grandpa. The
finger wagger.
Well, most of the time I have my kids in my car, so I can't do what I really want to be doing to them.
Which is?
The real finger. No. That one.
Well, good for you for not doing that. That'd get you killed.
Yeah. Texting and driving will do that as well, so don't
Thank
do it.
Thank you for your first world problems.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So the Mayweather-McGregor fight's coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying Conor McGregor is going to make around $100 million for the fight. $100 million in one night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy was on welfare at one point in his life.
Not long ago.
Yep.
And now he's going to make $100 million. Floyd Mayweather says that he's going to make quite a bit more than Conor, though. Here's Floyd talking about it.
Am I the highest paid athlete out there and just coming back? Are we not talking about no contract? I don't knock nobody. We're not talking about no contract for no 4 years or no contract for no 5 years. I could do it in 36 minutes. 300 or better in 36 minutes.
300 mil or better.
He's not lying.
And he's not lying.
He's not lying, yeah. That is an expensive, expensive fight to watch at home, to watch as a business owner.
And I'm going to have to charge my friends a cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
I told them I'd order it, but.
I think we're going to somebody's house already in our neighborhood.
It costs us thousands of dollars to get it, but I got to get it.
You going to get it?
Yeah, I'll have it.
And you guys, you ever use those favor apps on your phone? Like if you want something from the store, you just hit them up.
Yeah.
They bring me this or a pizza if that place doesn't
do it. I haven't tried that yet. It's very expensive, isn't it?
Do I never not use it?
They've got Uber Eats. They've got
DoorDash. How much do they upcharge you, though?
They give you a crazy fee. I mean, it does cost you money for the convenience of you staying at home.
Some aren't terrible. They have a lot of deals, like $3 deliveries and stuff, and then you tip them. So if you're paying an extra $10 or $15 for someone to go get stuff for you.
But just, and I don't know about you guys, but I feel like the tip is included in that.
No.
Because of the fee. A lot of people would think that. You know, I'm paying an extra $10.
My girlfriend, I was horrified time when I went to her house for pizza. And I said, I was going to give you the money for tip. And she's like, tip? She never
tipped. Oh.
And was ordering from this place constantly. I was like, I'm never eating pizza at your house again. Because there's no telling what they do to your pizza.
Yeah, they'll mark your
address. She was like,
address.
You're supposed to tip them? She had no idea.
The apps put it in for you.
They're doing a service for you. You're supposed to tip them. But a lot of these people think, I'm paying so much more. It's got to be included in there. They're gonna hook them up, right? And a lot of these people are like the drivers. Yeah. Anybody can do it. You just sign up and you go do it. So this lady in L.A. ordered a pizza, didn't tip the driver.
And then what happened?
I forgot what the name of the... It's one that I hadn't heard of before, but it's one of those. Then he left a 4-page handwritten letter at the door and threatened to rob her the next time.
Oh, that's not good.
Here she is reading a couple
lines. They can probably track him down.
Of course.
Easily.
Exactly. Yeah, he's not a very smart man. Here she is reading some of those lines.
I delivered you a pizza not long ago, and it was given and was not given a tip. I'm just kind of high, so I need your tip money to stay toasty. And if it turns out that the delivery driver is me again, and you do not tip yet again, I'm going to probably rob you. I'm joking, but not really. And it seems that he is very unstable. I've been in situations when people have walked out and not left me anything, and I'm not seeking them out, leaving them 4-page letters. I think a lot of people would brush it off and say, oh, ha ha, that's a funny letter.
The app is Postmates. That's the service she was using.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was on a $20 order, so it would have been about a $4 tip if she paid, if she tipped 20%, and he went off on her like that. So now she's filed for a restraining order.
She's saying that she didn't realize. She's saying that I thought it was included.
She said just because
she's not saying I purposely snubbed her.
Exactly. She thought since I had such a high service charge that I figured some of that charge is his tip. Now she knows.
I would assume that too.
No, you wouldn't. Because if you haven't used these apps before, it specifically tells you a recommended tip. You can change 10%, 15, 20, 25. You can put in your own amount. But it actually has you. You have to sign off on it. It gives you every step of the way. I mean, I use these services a lot. And so it'll be like your delivery's on its way. Your driver's at the door. And so remember to pay. And I'll always get in there and pay a little bit more. And if you don't, it will usually auto.
Give them a tip.
Auto give them something at like at 18% or something.
Some of the Ubers and stuff, some of those services, you're not, or the tip is included.
Well, Uber is included.
Lyft has it where you can give them a tip depending on how they did.
Right.
Right.
Uber is supposed to be included, but a lot of the drivers will tell you that, no, it's not. So I don't know who to believe.
Well,
do I believe Uber? Do I believe the...
They're telling you that because they want more money.
Exactly.
So the only person that's making money on that is the service then, not the driver.
Yeah.
Because
the tip that they include on these apps, though, is based on the cost of the food. You know what I mean? Like, if your meal's $30 and the service charge is $12, it's not making you tip on $42.
Right.
It's having you tip on the $30 meal.
But just,
you know what I mean?
But again, you're having random dudes come to your house, so you be a little careful.
Yeah.
You know? I guess they're not screening them on this, on Postmates, as well as they might be on some other ones. So she had to get that restraining order. And now she's on the news. And if this guy got in trouble, now she says she's scared for her life.
She needs to move. Get a new apartment.
She don't have to move. And a cute story real quick before we get to the showbiz top five.
Please.
Chris Hemsworth has that Thor movie coming out. One of the best lines in the new Thor movie came from a Make-A-Wish kid who was hanging out on the set that day. He was talking to the boy in between takes, and he suggested a better line for the scene where Thor has to fight his boy Hulk in some kind of gladiator setup. So this is what the kid had for him.
And now, I give you your incredible...
Yes! We know each other. He's a friend from work.
Oh, come on.
That's the line the kid gave him. He's a friend from work because of the Avengers. And it made it onto the movie.
How about that?
Does the kid get a writing credit now?
Yeah, I would think so.
Right?
I don't know. That's pretty cool. It is cool.
He just goes there for his Make-A-Wish and ends up coming up with a line for the script.
Very cool.
That's a cool story right there. Yep. I'm excited for that movie. Looks pretty good.
I'm excited because football starts tonight. Well,
football does start tonight. Preseason game. Dallas Cowboys versus the Arizona Cardinals for the Hall of Fame game. Don't expect to see many of the great players playing tonight. It's going to be mostly the rookies because both teams have 5 games for the preseason this year, so they're going to probably...
It's football.
It's football. We're excited.
This is like practice.
All right. It's football, Jenna.
It's fancy scrimmage. Practice.
It's a scrimmage. It's a fancy scrimmage. Go.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Caroline Craddock, are you ready?
I'm ready to party. All right.
Why you so obsessed with me?
It's an obsession.
You're my obsession.
Wow. We may need to add a late entry to Caroline's obsessions this morning by the name of Sergio Ramos.
Oh my gosh, we're just looking at pictures of this guy.
The soccer player Jenna and Caroline are over there looking at his Instagram, running on a treadmill in the tiniest shorts you've ever seen, Kelly.
Yeah,
it's okay because he's European. Red flag if he's not.
Oh, yeah,
100%. When you're a European soccer player, you can wear these tiny shorts.
You can do whatever you want.
Tanning oil on your legs.
So if I put tanning oil on my legs and wore those tiny shorts, that would be a red flag here in the States. But if I'm European, that's okay.
Yes.
Do you play professional soccer?
That is correct.
I might play FIFA, yes. Thank you very much.
Just own it.
I already know why I'm asking JC this question.
Go ahead, Al.
Have you ever seen a guy in the gym?
Yes.
Like, that had, like, the perfect body. And, I mean, seriously.
Peanut head.
Seriously.
I see that a lot.
No, he's talking about perfect body.
And then you're like,
you want him?
As a dude, you're like, I mean, there's no way I could be like that body. But yeah. And then you just find yourself, like, well, I've been looking at that guy way too much.
You want to keep talking.
Yeah. Definitely could. That's the thing.
We have that guy at the gym. We nicknamed him G.I. Joe because his body literally looks like a G.I. Joe action figure. Like, I don't know how his shoulders are so sculpted. He's this black dude, and he just goes in, doesn't talk to anybody, just gets his workout done, and just looks like an action figure.
I'm telling you, it might be the same dude. I'm sitting there like,
like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
Smoothest skin you've ever seen. So he's, I don't think he's doing anything.
Like, you're looking a little too hard.
Of course.
Yeah.
You don't see that in real life.
I'm going to go back to the beach and get this one.
He has no pores.
I swear, this guy's an alien.
And he smells like mint.
I haven't gotten that close.
Caroline, what are you obsessed with?
Hi, Caroline.
I'm not obsessed with the gym guy. I do Soul Cycle, so I only look at girls. So my song for the day is, it's called You Broke Up With Me by Walker Hayes.
Walker Hayes,
right. It's a little country for you, Al.
Darling, you can't crash my party with your songs. And what always don't start raining on my Mardi Gras parade for a minute. I ain't even fixing to listen to your guilt tripping. You're forgetting, girl, you made your bed and didn't want me in it. Whoa, girl, simmer on down a notch. Ain't nobody making you watch me get my forget you on.
Whoa, where's this fella from?
He lives in Nashville.
Nashville guy.
He's 37. He has 6 kids.
Whoa.
Yeah, and he's
red flag. Wow.
Yeah, he's married.
He's married. Also red flag.
Yeah.
For you.
I love him. He's awesome.
All right. No, I like that.
Yeah. Okay, so you mentioned TV shows that I would plug a TV show today.
You got one for
So me? I do, and I feel like y'all might gang up on me for this and not agree with me, but I am obsessed with Riverdale.
Riverdale. Oh, yeah.
The Archie Comics.
Archie Comics. Okay. It's on Netflix. It's a CW show originally. But it's like kind of 13 Reasons Why, in that it's super dark. It's not like suicidal or anything, but there's murder in the town and it's drama.
So it's not like the comic book. It's more.
No, it's just based on it.
But it is animated.
It's like Gossip Girl, like drama. It's so good.
And it's got one of those Sweet Life of Zack and Cody kids on it.
Which one?
I think Jughead.
Cody.
He's playing Jughead?
Yeah, one of them is Jughead.
Yeah, I think it's Cody.
Cole
Sprouse.
Because his brother's just coming back to acting, the other one.
Yes.
Yeah, they grew into becoming good looking.
Well, and it's funny for people like our age because like Luke Perry is the dad of one of them. And so
Perry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. So I'm obsessed with it. I'm binging it right now.
Is that on the Netflix?
On the Netflix.
Okay.
Got it.
Yep. Okay. So I'm kind of in like fitness mode. Like I have something coming up at the end of the month that I need to look good for. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of doing like paleo-ish.
You going on vacation or something? Mm-hmm.
No, I have an opportunity.
Oh, okay.
An opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
Are you not free to speak on that?
I'm not allowed to speak. No.
Interesting.
No.
Caroline has an opportunity.
Who's this?
Well, so do we. We have an opportunity coming up.
I have lots of opportunities that I am also not free to talk about.
No.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to.
Hold on. I have a call. Hello, who's this? Opportunity.
Yeah. Yep.
So you're doing paleo-ish.
So I'm doing paleo, keto-ish, but like also have to have dairy because like,
You have to, Jenna.
If I'm giving up carbs, I'm not giving up dairy. That's just not how it works.
You'd be shocked at how much weight you lose when you stop eating dairy.
It's too hard.
Yeah.
It's too hard. So I've been doing Bulletproof Coffee. Have you guys heard of this?
So good. I love it.
So good. So I have it for breakfast, and it makes me full for so long.
Tell them what it is. It's butter.
Okay, so you remember how I talked about this butter last week? The Kerrygold butter? The Irish butter? Did you?
Yeah, we
enjoy it.
Yeah. Yes.
I got so many tweets on this butter. Shout out to the butter. So you do coffee like this. You can do like just organic coffee. Just brew your coffee like you normally do.
Uh-huh.
Put it in a blender with 2 tablespoons of the Kerrygold unsalted butter.
It's grass-fed cow butter is what it technically is.
And then 2 teaspoons of coconut oil. Oh. And you blend it together.
And that's coffee.
It is frothy. It is delicious because fat is good for you. Well, I put a stevia in there and some cinnamon in there.
Because I need creamer.
This is the thing.
You don't need creamer.
I put a lot of
there.
Creamer and sugar in my coffee. And when you have this, they call it crack coffee at some places. Mm-hmm. Health food restaurants will sell it. Yeah, it's weird. You don't need to put anything in it. It's not as sweet as what you're used to, but it has a different flavor. Good. It sounds
it's very weird.
It
sounds very complicated. Anything you have to blend, I hate it, because then you have to clean the blender.
Well, I actually don't blend it. I don't blend it when I make it at home, but I do this occasionally when I have time. It's really good, and the theory behind it is that it's pooling fat. So when you do coconut oil and you do this pulling thing, that it's actually giving you good fat
maybe
and pulling out fat.
It doesn't sound like fun.
I love it.
I watched the funniest video today. I posted on my public Facebook. And it's this couple in the 70s. And the wife brings over this full plate of breakfast for her husband. And it's like steak, eggs, and bread. And this like nutritionist guy comes in from the future. He's like, hey, put down the eggs. You cannot have eggs. It's bad for your cholesterol. They're like, what's cholesterol? He's like, don't have the eggs. So he goes back in the portal. He comes back. He's like, okay, never mind. I'm coming back. You can eat the eggs, but don't eat the yolk. It's bad for you.
Bad for you.
So they're like, okay. So he goes back in the portal. He comes back. He's like, never mind. You can eat the eggs. Don't eat the steak. Do not eat the steak. It's bad for you. And then he goes back in the portal and he comes back. He's like, don't eat the bread. Paleo. Right. Don't eat the bread. Blah, blah, blah. Then he comes back. He's like, okay, actually, I don't know anything. Eat it. It's genetic.
Just
like, I don't care. Just eat it. Work out. Who knows?
How about moderation?
Yeah.
Moderation.
Yeah. But I know this for a fact. Fat beats fat. So people think fat is bad for you, but fat actually kills
fat. It's like
fat.
A double negative?
Yeah, pretty
okay,
much.
It turns into a positive.
Good fat.
So good fat is good for you.
Avocado.
Nuts. Yeah.
Peanuts.
I need to eat more cookies and stuff.
No.
No.
Not sugar. I did not say sugar.
Oh.
Today,
so what if I just drink a cup of coffee and then eat a tablespoon of the butter and then eat a tablespoon of the coconut oil?
Yeah. People do just coconut pulling.
You do you. And again,
you.
Cold or warm or however you
hot.
Want.
Hot.
Hot, super hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like coffee.
Just literally just brew a cup of coffee.
I need somebody to make me one.
I'll make it for you. I have it in the back for myself. I let Justin try it.
It sounds weird. It's good.
It's
crack coffee?
Yeah.
It's called bulletproof.
It's called bullet coffee.
Bulletproof
coffee.
And I can find the recipe somewhere.
Yeah, just Google it.
Crack is whack.
Yes.
It's great.
Unless it's bulletproof coffee. And then it's good.
Yeah.
I have one last thing, too, that goes along with my food stuff. Have you guys heard of this Daily Harvest?
Yes.
It's the smoothies that you get, and they're frozen, and all you do is like put it in your blender and add like almond milk or whatever.
Oh, Daily Harvest.
And it's fruits and veggies, and actually Gwyneth Paltrow and Serena Williams are investors in it, so it has to be good.
Yeah.
You've seen me with those. I got them when
they're
they first
yummy.
Came out.
Oh, you did, yeah.
You know what's cool is it's easy because they give you the cups, so when you make it, you can
blend
put
it
back
put
in
it
the
right
cup.
Right back in the cup.
If you're into smoothies.
Oh. Yeah.
All right.
Good.
Achoo.
Yeah.
All right. With this. Why so, so here's what we got for you. We got Walker Hayes. If you want some good music, you want to watch some TV, Caroline brought you Riverdale. Make sure you Netflix and chill with that one.
Yep.
Bulletproof Coffee, a.k.a. Crack Coffee.
Yes.
And also Daily Harvest if you want to get your smoothie on. Those are Caroline's obsessions this week. Caroline Craddock, well done, man.
Thank you for this opportunity.
You're very welcome.
It's an honor and a privilege.
I can't wait to see what that opportunity you're talking about is soon.
Well, we'll see.
All right.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.